Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Vielka Oy, the CEO of Vielka Oy Consulting and Bridge to College, specializing in working with undeserved communities to help students identify, get accepted, and thrive at the college that best suits their needs. And Vielka, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us, what does Vielka Oy Consulting do and specialize in? Take that further as we get things underway here today.
So VHC is a college access consulting that specializes in the needs of underserved students. So it's an important nuance because, unlike other consultancies that just focus on admissions, we're looking at strategies and needs that specifically address those for underserved students, so primarily graduating on time with little debt. That's a huge issue, right? Because most students don't do that. The overwhelming percentage of students don't graduate on time, if at all, and the overwhelming majority of students are leaving college with a tremendous amount of debt.
Yeah, that's certainly a big problem. I'm glad that you're out there helping in these regards, bringing solutions. Now, how did you start, or what was the initial inspiration in starting Bridge to College?
So when we started working, or I started working with VHC, we were scaling this thing that was working really well in private schools. So I was trying to do this college access model that was working in private schools and applying it to other students. And it was successful. So we were getting all of the students into really selective schools with all of their funding needs met. And we got a little attention and needed to scale. And that's where Bridge to College came in. So basically what we do is we work backwards. So we match the student to the college, and then we with an algorithm, and then we attempt to exceed the admissions recommendations for those schools. So that algorithm then became the basis for the artificial intelligence for Bridge to College.
And I'd say that's pretty awesome. Good stuff there. Now, how is this impacting the education industry? What do you see it will make the most difference in your opinion?
I think the way that I hope that it's impacting education is really focusing on the importance of a college degree. You know, in this country, the best way to ensure social mobility, or the only really guaranteed way, is a college degree. And so I think we need to treat all of K-12 education with that implication, that the goal is to at least give you the option to go to college if you wanted to. My second hope is that we, you know, more broadly, what Bridge to College does is, with the data science, is use essentially technology to address systemic problems. So I kind of hope that we sort of use technology for good moving forward, rather than, you know, entertainment or sort of social media things. But we keep using it to efficiently address systemic issues that we're having.
And certainly do agree with you there. Today we're joined by Vielka Oy, the CEO of Vielka Oy Consulting and Bridge to College, specializing in working with undeserved communities to help students identify, get accepted, and thrive at the college that best suits their needs. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Vielka, what has the process of developing a startup while you're running a business been like? Touch on that, if you would.
No, it's the hardest thing I've ever done, and I've given birth to a child, not just a business. But it's hard because a lot of things I don't know. You're sort of learning as you encounter them, and then you kind of have to pause while you figure it out. So me, I love to learn. So learning isn't the issue. It was more that, you know, we almost have to hit the brakes while we figure something out, and then to keep going. I'll also say that, you know, I'm a single parent, Afro-Latina, and my parents are immigrants, and there are definite systems, I would say, that get in the way. I think there's a reason why most startup entrepreneurs look the same and come from a very similar background. And in terms of education, I can go toe to toe with some of those guys, but there are definitely things that make it very clear why certain groups are much more successful in that space than others. And so those things become really hard as you encounter them. So it's been really hard, you know, as you try to do something while being a successful parent and then scale it, and then while all these other things are getting in the way, you have to really, really love what you're doing to in order to stick with it, that's for sure.
Yeah, if you don't like what you do, it's hard to stay in the game, for sure, on that. Now, how did you build the framework for the Build to College app, and how did you get development started there? Essentially, when building an app like this, where does one start?
So for me, when I first went to grad school, I was I looked at race formation, which is essentially a system. So I think thinking about any problem in sort of a system is the first thing to do, because then it allows you to see the larger solutions, and then you could then see how to apply data science to solve the solution. From that, then you can start building algorithms or other things to address it, and then my grad school career didn't include initially at least any type of coding or anything like that. So once I figured out those other things, I went on some online things and looked them up. So it first started with trying to build out the framework by understanding systems and institutions, and then seeing what was available out there to address them. Also, I'm super fortunate because I also work at Stanford, so we could take classes for free. So, you know, I did a machine learning class last quarter. You know, so I'm always trying to figure that out. I think the third thing I'll say about that too, living in San Francisco, everybody here claims to know how to code, but you know, the honest truth is, if they were any good, they probably already work for a company that is paying them a salary that most of us can't compete with. So it's almost critical for any of the CEOs of startups, especially smaller ones, to learn how to do a lot of the code themselves, so they can at least figure out who knows what they're talking about. There are a lot of people out here that offer like a weekend coding class and these kind of things, but that type of stuff isn't actually that helpful when you're trying to build something bigger. So I think the framework, then finding the solution, and then learning at least the basic skills on your own so that you can hire somebody who actually knows what they're talking about and can do the work.
Well, certainly do appreciate your input there, and for joining us here today, and for what you're doing in the space. That is certainly appreciated, and notice has been taken. What's a tip as we conclude today that you would offer to entrepreneurs tuning in that are working while developing a new idea?
I would say make sure all the professional spaces are aligned, so that you're giving your brain enough space to think. You know, when I first started the consultancy, I was teaching high school. I now with Bridge to College, I'm not teaching high school, but I teach at Stanford. So it's always, they're all connected in some way, so that it's not like I have to stop thinking about college or something. Maybe it's too much thinking about college, but there's not a time where I have to completely switch my brain to think about something completely different, and I think that's been really important.
Vielka, super advice as we conclude things here today, and I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and get more information, not only on Vielka Oy Consulting, but Bridge to College. Where's the best place online to get further details?
Yeah, you can send me an email at hello@bridgetocollege.co or on social media. So we are on Instagram, I think it's at Bridge to College Inc., and Facebook is the same, and then Twitter, it's at Find College Fit.
Again, Vielka, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Vielka Oy, the CEO of Vielka Oy Consulting and Bridge to College, specializing in working with undeserved communities to help students identify, get accepted, and thrive at the college that best suits their needs. And for all the details, visit either bridgetocollege.co or vielkaoy.co. These links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.